I'm Marco Werman with The World. Let's spend a couple of minutes talking about a disease that you likely won't have heard of unless you've had it or unless you've been paying close attention to the Zika virus. It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome. It short-circuits the body's immune system, basically, causing the immune system to attack the body's own nerves. It's debilitating and sometimes fatal. Our friend, reporter Andrew North, contracted it and wrote about that experience for Narratively. This was some time ago, Andy. What were the symptoms and how fast did they appear?
That's right. It was actually 13 years ago, just after I'd been out in Iraq covering the invasion. I came back to the UK after being in Baghdad, and soon afterwards, in the newsroom one day, I just realized that my legs were feeling really kind of weak. But it's a really strange kind of feeling to describe at the beginning, because I wasn't totally convinced there was anything wrong with me. It was almost like a feeling in my head. And I got home and I thought, oh, I'll go for a run or something. I'll go for a jog and that will, run it off. And then when I tried to go out to actually pick up my legs and run, I couldn't move them. It was like I had sacks of flour, big weights on my legs, and they were just so heavy I could not move. And it was at that point I realized something obviously was wrong, but it was unlike anything I had ever experienced before.
And when did they finally give a positive diagnosis of Guillain-Barré syndrome?
Well, I think this is the lucky thing for me, because I was in London, and so I was good hospitals, and I went the nearest hospital to me had people who actually had come across this before. They suspected it. They did the tests that you need to do to confirm it, a test of your spinal fluid, and they actually fairly quickly diagnosed it. And then I was taken straight off to an emergency intensive care facility, and I was put on a ventilator, because one of the really big dangers with Guillain-Barré syndrome, or GBS as it tends to be known these days, is that it attacks the nerves controlling your breathing, and that's how it is often, it can be fatal. And so I was put on a ventilator and then extensively monitored, and then ended up in hospital for 2 weeks or so.
Do doctors know generally what causes GBS, and do they know what caused it in your case?
No, they don't. And it's still a mystery illness. It's now in the headlines because of the suspected links with Zika.
Andy, do you know what the latest is on how Zika and GBS might be linked?
They now believe that there is a pretty clear link. Why it may be linked is that they believe that Zika has an effect, particularly on brain tissue. And so it is possible, they believe, that it is triggering all kinds of neurological disorders, and among them is this one, GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome. But at the moment, they are still learning. There's now a lot more research going on because of the concerns about Zika and the birth defects it may be causing. And so there's not a lot more research going into it than there was before. But they still don't exactly know how it works.
Well, as you wrote, we don't think about GBS unless we've got it or had it. And now with this possible link with Zika, you believe everyone's going to be thinking more about GBS?
I think so, because I think the point here, and I think why it matters, is GBS is kind of on the second level of the problems that are being caused by Zika, because Zika, the real concern is this kind of massive spike in birth defects, and that's why there's obviously a lot of concern in the US. But why GBS matters is because it can put people in hospital for a very long period of time. So you're talking about an increased burden on health services around the world if you see this major increase in what has previously been a very rare condition.
Journalist Andrew North telling us about his frightening bout with Guillain-Barré syndrome 13 years ago. Andy, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Marco. Good to talk to you.
Andy also illustrated his experience with Guillain-Barré. In one sketch, he's trudging around with, as he described it, sacks of flour on his feet. Those pictures are up at PRI.org.